And joining me now on WRMJ's Relay for Life Radiothon is Katie Hansen. And Katie was a caregiver for her mother, Carolyn. And Katie, I know it was pretty tough for you back when your mom was diagnosed with cancer or that type of thing. Can you kind of give us her story and what happened?
Yeah, of course, John. She was diagnosed with multiple myeloma the end of my sixth grade year, actually. And it was just me and her at home. And I was left to be the caregiver for her. And this was a big task as a sixth grader, almost seventh grader, but it was something that I didn't even have to think about I loved being her caregiver. And actually, this was something that led me to the decision to be a nurse. I'm about to finish nursing school now, and it's all because of caring for my mom. Through her process of all of the treatments that she went through and care that she received from doctors and her stays in the hospital, it led me to the decision of becoming a nurse because I realized how much I wanted to care for people. And so in a lot of cases where being the caregiver is hard, and yes, it is. However, for me, it opened up my future career, and it also allowed a lot of time to bond with my mom and be the support system for her, and same with her being a support system for me through it all. Being the caregiver at home looks like helping with the little things that you don't even think of, whether it's getting supper ready or helping her get around the house or anything that the ailments from the treatment. And
yeah, I was going to say, you've just, you know, at that young age to be able to do that, that's tremendous. And talk about what the Relay for Life kind of meant to you and your mom, and how important it is in helping people.
Yeah, Relay for Life was great. We participated multiple years that she was going through treatment, and she participated in the survivor walk, and when she was in a wheelchair, we wheeled her around for the survivor walk. And that's something that was so important and so special to me and my sister to be able to do that. This Relay for Life is just, it's a great organization. And when you're at the event, you see all of the community members that have been affected by cancer. And I think that it is a great program, that great event that just brings to light how cancer has affected all of us.
Right. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for sharing your story. I know it's not easy for you. Congratulations on your nursing career. And we want to thank you for joining us here this morning.
Yeah, thank you, John.
That's Katie Hansen once again, a caregiver for her mom, Carolyn. As you heard, Relay for Life so important to them. So if you'd like to help out, give us a call here and make a pledge at 582-5626. That's 582-5626, and help us fight this disease.